Now look out into the harbor to the left. You will see an island with a short, white, rectangular building. This is Governor's Island, a public recreational space that's worth a visit if you have some time in your schedule. And to the right of Governor's Island, you can see the Statue of Liberty. She may look small from here, but she's much more impressive in person. You should absolutely consider a visit to her as well. To the right of the Statue of Liberty is the very tip of Manhattan. Quite a lot of the skyline is rectangular, in what was known as the International Style 2, with many buildings dating from the late 1950s to the 1970s, when that was the popular architectural style. Now continue scanning to the right until you spot a whitish building resembling a tiered wedding cake. This 30-story building is 120 Wall Street, a beautiful Art Deco gem from 1931. The wedding cake style is known as a setback building. Due to zoning regulations established in 1920, buildings of a certain height had to be constructed with many distinct tiers, each set back from the one below, resulting in a shape like a wedding cake. The most famous building in the setback style is the Empire State Building. After the 1950s, the setback restriction was repealed, and many lower Manhattan buildings ended up as somewhat bland rectangles. To the right of 120 Wall Street is a greenish, all-glass facade, 41-story building at 180 Maiden Lane. It was built in 1983 in the postmodern style, popular in the 1980s. Peeking out from behind this building, you can see what looks like a hypodermic needle atop a whitish setback building. That is 40 Wall Street, also now known as the Trump Building. Built in 1930, its pinnacle reaches 927 feet, or 282 meters. It was very briefly the tallest building in the world. That is, until it was surpassed by the Chrysler Building in Midtown Manhattan, also completed in 1930. To learn more about the competition between these two buildings to be the tallest in the world, see one of our blog posts. Now continue scanning the skyline until you spot One World Trade Center. It's quite impossible to miss, with a height of 1,776 feet tall, or 541 meters, One World Trade Center is, as of 2018, the seventh tallest building in the world. To learn much more about this building and how to visit its observation deck, see our post. Now look to the right of the tower, and way down you will see a short building with a green triangle top. This is the Woolworth Building. When it was built in 1913, it was the tallest building in the world. Its height is 792 feet, or 241 meters. It was the tallest building in the world for 17 years until 40 Wall Street was completed in 1930. But height isn't everything. The Woolworth Building is a New York icon and one of the most beautiful buildings in the city, if not the world. To learn more about the Woolworth Building and how you can take a tour, click the link. Directly to the right of the Woolworth Building is a shimmery silver building that appears to have a ripple. This is 8 Spruce Street, created by world-famous architect Frank Gehry. Standing 870 feet tall, or 265 meters, this is one of the tallest residential towers in the world. And last but not least is the Brooklyn Bridge, beloved by New York ever since it was completed in 1883. Walking over the Brooklyn Bridge is a must-do activity, so absolutely make time in your itinerary to do this. In fact, at the end of this tour, you will be near the pedestrian pathway that leads you onto the bridge. You can join us for a pay-what-you-like evening tour or use our self-guided audio tour to walk the bridge. Now stroll along the promenade in the direction of the Brooklyn Bridge. Take some time to enjoy the promenade, take some photos, or maybe grab a spot on a bench and relax for a while. Please do not walk to the very end of the promenade, as we will be heading back onto the street before then. When you are ready to leave the promenade and continue with our tour, walk off the promenade via Pineapple Street. Unfortunately, the paths that lead off the promenade are not marked by name. Look for the path that has an old-fashioned lamp post on its right, as shown in the picture. Also on the right is the back of a 5-story red house with cast-iron balconies. On the left of the path is a modern red brick 8-story apartment building. The path is slightly sloped. Walk 100 feet, or 30 meters, until you reach the sidewalk. You will be at the intersection of Columbia Heights and Pineapple Street. Cross Columbia Heights and walk a half a block on the left-hand side of the street until you come to 13 Pineapple Street. You cannot miss it. It is the large gray shingled private house in the middle of the block.